Welcome to part 26, Vehicles and Things. This word vehicle can be pronounced two different ways. The first one where you hear the H and the second one where you don't hear the H. So long E, V-hi-cles, vehicles. When you can't hear the H, it sounds like V-i-cles, vehicles. Those last two syllables are the schwa sound, coals, vehicles. Do you drive stick?
What?
Can you drive a stick shift? We have manual transmissions and automatic transmissions. In cars with manual transmissions, you change gears yourself using the gear shifter. So we call this gear shifter a stick or a stick shift. So do you drive stick means do you know how to drive a manual transmission? All cars have a gas pedal and a brake. In a stick shift or a manual transmission, you also have a clutch, which you operate with your left foot. Do you ever go off-roading? Off-road means on natural terrain. So any road that's not smoothed and paved is off-road. Maybe in the forest, in some grass, on some mountains, on some paths that are not on a paved road. All of that is off-road. Here we're using off-road as an adverb. Do you drive off-road? We can also use it like a verb. To off-road is to take your car into natural terrain. And we can also use it like an adjective to describe the vehicle itself, an off-road vehicle. Examples of off-road vehicles would be like quads, ATVs, snowmobiles, four-wheelers. By the way, ATV stands for all-terrain vehicle, which just means it can go off-road. Jeeps and other all-wheel drive vehicles are technically all-terrain vehicles. They're technically off-road vehicles. But in the U.S., most people don't use these vehicles to go off-road. They use their Jeeps and their SUVs for everyday driving. And SUV stands for sport utility vehicle. Some people in the U.S. use their four-wheelers and their ATVs to go mudding. You might hear this word pronounced muddin. Muddin is taking your car through the mud. They do it because it's fun. It's kind of like a redneck hobby. What's a redneck? Redneck is a slang term that might be considered rude depending on who says it and how they say it. It just means a country person. So historically, this term redneck, the back of your neck is red, came from people who used to work in the fields. So the back of their neck would get sunburned. These people are usually white. They're usually poor, uneducated, from the southern states. So although some people use it like a rude word, other people use it to describe themselves, and there is a sense of pride attached to it. Another word that means something similar is hillbilly. A hillbilly is a country person. Back to vehicles.
My first car was a four banger.
A four banger is a car that has four cylinders.
What's it got in it?
It's a V6.
What's it got in it is the way to ask about the engine of a car. We call it a 6 or an 8 based on how many cylinders and how the cylinders are arranged. So if the cylinders are in a straight line, we could call it a straight 6 or an inline 6, right? Or a straight 8 or an inline 8. If the cylinders are arranged in a V shape, we call that a V6 or a V8. You can use these terms, V6, V8, for example, to talk about the engine of the car, but we also commonly use them to refer to the car itself. So you can say, it has a V6 or a V8 in it, or it's a V6, it's a V8. A rice burner is slang for a Japanese-made car. Google has kindly informed me that this term is derogatory. I actually don't think it is. You can use this term or not, but know that if you hear someone say rice burner, that just means like a Honda or a Toyota, some Japanese-made car.
I got shotgun!
Riding shotgun means sitting in the passenger seat up front. So for kids, this is like a coveted position. Like, kids always want to sit up front. So you might hear them call shotgun. Like, I got shotgun, or I call shotgun means I get to sit up front because I said it first. So we've got the driver's seat, the passenger seat, the back seat. In the US, the driver's seat is on the left and the passenger seat is on the right. We also call this whole side of the car the driver's side, and this side is the passenger side. These are bucket seats. These are bench seats. On any kind of bench seat, there's usually a seat in the middle that is very uncomfortable. If you have to sit in this seat, we call it riding bitch. I rode bitch for 7 hours during our vacation. This is the trunk. Have you ever driven with an adult, like especially a family member or one of your parents? Some parents and some adults generally are like nervous and controlling when someone else is driving the car. They might say things like, oh, you're going too fast, or slow down, or you're following that car too closely. We call this a backseat driver. If the person is sitting next to you, you might also hear it called a side seat driver. But the expression backseat driver is more common, and it refers to anyone sitting anywhere in the car who is trying to control the driver of the car or criticizing what the driver is doing. Don't worry, it's very safe. I've got my dad backseat driving. So when someone tells you how to drive, you can say, don't be a backseat driver. Let's change gears and talk about trucks. I asked him to help me move because he has a pickup truck. A pickup truck is a truck with a bed. This back part is called the bed of the truck. The front part is called the cab, where you sit. It's called a pickup truck because you can pick stuff up in the truck. If it's a huge commercial truck, in the US, we call that an 18-wheeler or a semi truck. In British English, it's called a lorry. Most people in the US will have no idea what you're talking about if you say lorry. It is a semi or an 18-wheeler. Also, I know there's a lot of different kinds of trucks, but if you don't remember the specific name of any truck, it does not matter because you can always just call it a truck. Like an 18-wheeler is a truck, a pickup truck is a truck, a dump truck is a truck. All trucks you can just call truck because we will know what you're talking about from the context. Let's leave off here for right now and pick up tomorrow and talk a little bit more about vehicles in lesson 26 and a half.